Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, 2 days ago was the enthronement of Sarah Mullally as the Archbishop of Canterbury, notably the first female to occupy that throne, first held by St. Augustine of Canterbury. When was it? The 5th century BC? Something like that. All right, so she is the most senior priest in the Church of England, possibly in the Anglican Communion. Now, I'm not a communicant of that church, but, you know, I've dipped into Anglican worship occasionally. Don't mind going to the C of E. Very bland. I think Rowan Atkinson, when for Red Nose Day years ago, he did an impression of someone a bit like Rowan Williams, the then Archbishop, without the beard, and he said it was slightly ineffectual. The Ming Campbell of religions, or was that Rory Bremner? But anyway, I thought that hit the bullseye. So Sarah Mullally is an extraordinarily bland character. Now, the previous guy, Justin Welby, he resigned a bit early, though he'd already done years in that role. He'd already done about 11 years when he resigned, so probably due for retirement. It's coming up to 70. Partly his mishandling of the sexual abuse allegations against the late John Smythe, whom he'd known socially, and he'd volunteered at these UN Christian summer camps for public school boys. So nobody suggested that Welby molested anyone, but that he didn't take firm action against Christopher Smith, or what his name, John Smith, when he was alive. Right. So the Church of England, it took its time to pick a new person, took about a year. Roman Catholic Church took 3 weeks. Yeah. So and then installed the guy, had him sworn in or whatever, the investiture. Whereas Sarah Mullally only 2 days ago, because I thought they announced her like 4 months ago, and I thought there was some sort of ceremony. I didn't realize she wasn't properly the Archbishop until now. But yeah, she is as dull as can be. She's your identikit public sector dweeb, who's never said or done anything remotely interesting in her life. So she comes from a sort of post-Christian background in Woking, which is the most boring town in the United Kingdom. And that says something. It's like sort of, you know, five mid-market office buildings in search of a town. Okay, going to comprehensive school and going to South Bank Polytechnic, is not now upgraded to a university, becoming a nurse and then working in that sector for a while. And then just to complete her cycle of virtuous blandness, doing a Master of Science in Interprofessional Health and Welfare Studies. I don't know what that is. Okay, so she was a nurse for a long time, and then she was she the most senior nurse in England or something like that? So she's obviously all right at it. And she was made a dame, rewarded for conformity and thinking very much inside the box. So then she decided she was into Christianity, and she studied theology, all right. And she was ordained a priest in the Church of England in 2001, and that was it. So she stopped being chief nursing officer and all the rest, been a suffragan bishop, which methinks is one down from bishop, and Archbishop of Canterbury. So she's married. She's got two children. All right. So that's it. So, and she's about the most uninspiring person you can think of. She's like the Keir Starmer of religion. Wow. And speaks almost in this monotone. How did she get that job? So not terribly good at ministry. Her preachments would very much cure anybody's insomnia. That is Sarah Mullally. Is she a bad person? Well, you know, I don't think so. Maybe she's well-meaning. But so slavery, she's against that, but doesn't take a firm, well, I mean, even historic slavery is against it today. But the Church of England has to make amends for slavery centuries ago because some people were owned by the Church of England itself, which used to invest directly in slavery, buy shares in company, which profit from the enslavement of others. But she's never dipping around and hand into her own pocket to help these people. Has views on war and peace and things like that, and that she'll bless same-sex couples and all the rest of it. And the environment has really is just a checklist of leftist pieties. But when it comes to the most morally urgent issue of all, no, she's just not there. When it comes to protecting children, human life, preventing cruelty, the most extreme act of sexual violence, no, she's a complete cop-out. She's a complete pathetic. She will not stand up for the weakest in our society. And yeah, she will just sit on the fence, just be appallingly, you know, weak. What else can I say? Limp-wristed. who need a bit of muscular Christianity. There is good and there is evil, and we need to call evil by its proper name, not being too moralistic. So she'll always do the easy thing, saying, no, we need to stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves. And I will bear witness, I will do the right thing, even when it's not easy. Remember what the good book says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Well, she definitely will follow a multitude. And that's complicity. You know, we have choices to speak out against injustice, against cruelty, against wickedness, against premeditated violence, against little children, against those who can't do anything for themselves. So Sarah Mullally, yeah, she'll take positions when it's fashionable, when it's lefty, but on an issue which is neither left or right, which is saving girls and boys from murder. No. She will never raise her voice for them, saying, oh, well, it's whatever you think is up to your conscience. But of course, people who choose to commit the ultimate act of violence against those who can't defend themselves, who can't run away, they must be called by the proper name. And we've got to get tough and not mince words. There's no sense beating about the bush, being so softly, so hand-wringing about it, and not believing in firm action to save those who can't, say, you know, we're going to be against violence against children. Sure, I am, full stop. But why is it against a certain category of children the ultimate act of violence is permissible? Whether that is injecting these kids' hearts with a deadly poison, whether it's ripping their limbs off one by one, whether it's crushing the child's skull, whether it's cutting the child off from oxygen until he or she dies, we're starving a child to death, somehow that's okay. And you'll just talk about it euphemistically. People won't face up to the full horror of it. And that is brutality, and it is in our name. And it's on our dime and on our time. And it's with public money as in the profession that she worked with, but she wouldn't speak out about it. It just weren't like sexual abuse when that was rife in certain ecclesiastical institutions, but nobody could speak up about it. Nobody would, oh, these people are so respected and so on. So, you know, doctors and nurses are so exalted, so we can never criticize them. We can criticize them, and they need to be castigated. I mean, they work for you, certainly in the United Kingdom, because the great majority of them, they're public sector employees. And there they are, committing the most unspeakable acts of horror against girls and boys, and getting away with it, and getting paid for it, and getting awarded for it, promoted, loaded with laud and titles and so forth, so exalted for this crime. And people don't speak out against this sickening crime against humanity. And she's the one who's meant to be showing some moral leadership, have a bit of backbone, and speak up for right against wrong. Speak up for the weak, the defenseless, the sojourner. That's what the good book says that she claims to believe in. But no, she will never rock the boat. She'll never take a firm moral stance against the ultimate act of sexual violence against defenseless little children. And she will say, oh, well, we can't be too judgmental. You've got to be judgmental. If, you know, if I have to choose between the innocent victim and the perpetrator, I do not have to ask myself whose side I'm on. But she doesn't take sides in this one. And therefore, that is complicity. So anyway, you know, I'm not a religious person, and I've never advanced religious arguments when I'm saying we've got to defend the defenseless. But it really is revolting that someone like her, who's so moralistic, so preachy on highly political, contentious issues, she can't find it in herself to speak up for little kids. All right. Anyway, do what you can to stop violence against children. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallant7@gmail.com. Goodbye.